Welcome to the Air Power Airwaves, the Air Power Manufacturing Solutions podcast series where we talk about manufacturing issues that impact you. Hey, this is Travis Steerwald, and welcome to another episode of Air Power Airwaves. Today, I have two special guests, and neither of them have ever been in here before. So first, Chris Scarborough with Ingersoll Rand. How are you?
Doing well, Travis. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Had a good dinner last night.
Yes,
good pizza. And you were there.
Yes, sir.
All right. James Stanley, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Travis?
I'm doing good. Good. We've known each other for a long time now.
Been a while. We've done a couple of these, just not in this room.
Not in this room. We've done some stand-ups in the tool lab.
We have.
All right. So, Chris Scarborough, Ingersoll Rand, you are Southeast Sales Manager, correct?
Yes, sir. Out of South Carolina, cover Virginia to Florida for the Industrial Power Tool Division.
So, yeah. So, just give us a 30-second snapshot of what you do. What's your primary function?
Covering power tools, field sales, and assistance for distributors, pneumatic, cordless, and manual lift devices.
Okay, so we know you because you work with Air Power a lot.
Yes,
out in the field.
Yeah, going on trips with service sales application specialists, and doing podcasts. So.
Perfect. Even better. All right, James Stanley, you are affectionately known as the tool nerd here.
Absolutely.
At Air Power. Yeah. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, your job here with Air Power, how long you've been here, and
so
what you do.
Been around just short of 9 years now. Most of what I've done up to this point has been, dealing with precision fastening, advanced assembly stuff. So I always say if it plugs in or if it requires software, I'm the guy that gets involved. But taking on a few new roles recently, so I'm kind of branching out and digging into all things tool related.
Yes.
And then, you know, Air Power wise, we always say, you know, if you manufacture something, we can help you out floor to ceiling. Well, in our group, we can absolutely help you out floor to ceiling. We cover everything in that space. So
absolutely. All right. So you are a technical specialist, and every bit of that word he represents, I can assure you. All right, so I want to introduce somebody else that's behind the camera, Jai Armitage, who's our director, producer, and all things marketing here at Air Power. Jai, say hello.
Hello.
There we go. All right, so as we move forward here, a couple things. If you have any questions, call 1-800-334-1001. You can go to airpower-usa.com for all things Air Power. If you want to see a little bit more about Ingersoll Rand, we have a resources page on our website, and you will see brands and kind of like a home for our top 50 brands here at Air Power for all things that we do. And there's a whole section for Ingersoll Rand there. So whatever you want. Whenever you want, go to the website. We are entering into our fourth year of podcasts with Air Power Airwaves. You can go to airpowerairwaves.com and see all the podcasts there or the videos on the website. And if you want to listen to it, if you're watching this on YouTube or our website and you want to listen to the podcasts, you just go anywhere that you like to listen to podcasts and search for Air Power Airwaves. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Ingersoll Rand. Just give them a quick snapshot of who Ingersoll Rand is, maybe where they're located,
Ingersoll Rand founded officially in, got its start in 1871, became Ingersoll Rand, two companies combined in about 1905, and really was the first inventor of the pneumatic wrench, all the way up through, heavily pneumatic all the way up through the early 1900s, introduced electric in, I think, the 40s, late 40s, early 50s, with kind of second industrial tail end of the revolution there. And now headquartered in Davidson, North Carolina, just down the road. Obviously, compressors, pneumatic tools, cordless tools. All covering impacts and surface preparation, and a myriad of other power tool.
One of the things that came up the other day, as far as history, was the pneumatic rock drill.
Yeah. So the first, I guess, Mr. Ingersoll, Simon Ingersoll, was and the Rand brothers were in the rock drill competition. So they were doing tunnels in New York. So Hell's Gate, aqueducts, the canals,
okay.
Some of the big tunnels and mining in and around the Northeast. And mining and construction was a big industry back then, and that was all with steam-powered tools. So
the faster you could get through, the more profitable.
Yeah, so it took from manual power all the way. That was the biggest invention at that point, was actually the first mechanically driven tools were powered by steam. So.
Okay. Cool. Now, I know we're here today to talk about some technology, but before we do that, I wanted to get with James here for a second. You're in a situation with Air Power. There's some things going on. There's some moving going around, some shifting, and you're really taking the lead for the whole tool and assembly side.
So stepping in as player coach is kind of how we refer to it.
Yep.
So been part of the team, been part of a great team, actually, those guys through the years. We've had a couple different guys in different roles there, and the team that we've got now is great. I've told those guys, that everybody had questions in the beginning. I said, look, where you need me, just pull me in. Think of me more as a gap filler.
If there's something. I get that.
Yeah.
Talk for somebody who's tuned in or watching – give kind of an overlay of where Air Power fits in the tool market, and what we have here as for resources in our not only High Point really, but with a couple of our other several of our other locations, what we have to offer.
Yeah. So across Air Power, we have we have several brands. Again, where my heart kind of goes is precision fastening, but we have several brands across the board that along with Ingersoll Rand that cover everything from I think you kind of touched on it, as far as we do material removal stuff, we do material prep stuff, sanders, grinders, drills, any kind of polishing equipment, things like that, downdraft tables, vacuums, And like I say, everything from floor to ceiling, from ergo matting to overhead rail. If you're in the manufacturing space, we can help you out. But specifically in our world, I mean, those things all fall into our group's responsibilities. More so, one of the things that we lean heavily on is fastening.
Yep.
Fastening and assembly is we assemble, move, and coat at Air Power. So we have a lot of assemble and move, but assemble is a big portion of it.
Yep. And we do have the lab here.
We do.
And we've got multiple labs now. So, different competencies where things cross over, and you might be picking up your toys from one room and going to another one, or vice versa, depending on what you're proving out.
Yeah, and honestly, we've kind of crossed those paths a little bit. I mentioned the vacuum systems. It's real nice to have something you can reclaim powder in the finishing lab back
there. Absolutely.
Yeah. Likewise, we talk about prepping material, and you may have to sand something or grind something down to clean it up and get it ready for that finishing process. So
a nice segue to that is something that. I don't know how we got into it, but the three of us started talking about something, and hit on a product there. When we're talking about sanding dust and all that, the 5000 series that IR offers with the Class 1 Division 2 cordless tools,
yep.
Again, a crossover product, intrinsically safe. We talk about that all the time when we're on the powder coating side or the dust collection side, sanding side. Where you have to have something intrinsically safe. And I don't know, I didn't even know that was a thing, that
Yeah. So any quote unquote hazardous or combustible type environment where this is really coming to play that I heard about recently was like a distillery, Buffalo Trace. They have to check their barrels every so often, and without a Class 1 Div 2 tool, they got to have 7 or 8 people on fire watch to make sure nothing bad happens.
Oh yeah.
And so having this tool, that cuts down the amount of people they have to have, and they can safely check their goods. So.
Yep. I think that's pretty cool. I just don't think about it.
It's those unique applications that you don't hear about unless we get together and just chit chat.
Absolutely.
Yep. And somebody experiences some.
So you know, I know about the intrinsically safe side because being in powder coating for so long, right. You cannot vacuum up the powder from the ground with just a regular shop vac. You have to use an intrinsically safe vacuum. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. All right, so. We are here to talk about some new technology.
New technology, yes, sir.
And it happens to be 4 numerical digits, 2236. Do we want to show off 2236 real quick?
Yeah, certainly. So
we don't have to do it real quick either because there's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about this.
So Ingersoll Rand, yes, inventor of pneumatic impact wrench. The impact technology, I guess, over the past almost over 100 years now, really faster, stronger, more efficient, compressed air improvements over the years has really been the big game-changing technology, going from to a twin hammer design, I guess, to get more beats per minute out of your tool. But until now, this is brand new for Ingersoll Rand, released in 2024. The 2236 plays on the platform of the 2235, which is the standard, industry standard half-inch pneumatic gun impact wrench, and so we've actually made this a little bit stronger. I think it's 200 foot-pounds stronger, but what is so unique about it is our patented DXS technology, which is drive exchange system technology. So in the past, you had one tool for a single anvil. And
for those who don't know, anvil is what this actual,
socket, what your socket fits onto.
Correct.
Or tool or extension. And so should Travis here be working on the product line and need to use a different size anvil or extension, or say he drops the tool and breaks this anvil, or also your wear points or your corners where the socket might have a little slop. So in the past, where you would have to send this entire tool back to Air Power to be serviced or to your maintenance department, we now have, with this technology, interchangeable anvils. So what we can do is line up our little hole here and insert a small device, small screwdriver. It comes with a little, actually a divot tool for any golfers out there, and we pop the anvil right out. So on the anvil, you have a little detent pin, and so it's a spline drive system that has interchangeable anvils. This technology, obviously, spline drive's been around for a long time. Think tractor PTOs or anything that has a drive system on it uses this technology. So the strength is still there, and actually more so because you're getting more touch points around the diameter of the anvil. So actually get a little bit stronger transition. So one of the other benefits, your grease point is actually right down in the anvil, so there's no awkward grease points getting anywhere on the outside of the tool. We're hitting, I guess, on the power curve, we're hitting 1,500 foot-pounds breakaway torque on this tool as well. So it's even a little bit stronger than its predecessor.
So power. I'm automatically thinking the amount of production time lost with the predecessor to this tool is gone.
So good point. So if you got to go from a half inch, you know, standard size, and you got to go to your rack or maintenance crib or wherever to get you another tool that you need a half inch extended, I pop my anvil out and I automatically in my turnaround in my drawer in my toolbox pop a 4 inch extended anvil in there. And all you got to do is push that detent pin down, and there you are. So, And this comes in 10 different configurations. So you can go 3/8, half inch, or all the way up to 3/4, and all the way up to 10 inch extended anvils. Find your fat tooth there, the larger tooth, and it pops right in, or it's supposed to. There you go. So one tool platform can run a dozen different configurations. So it helps out with purchasing. So you only have one tool to purchase, one tool platform, and then these come in kits. So if you just need the half inch or if you just need extendeds, you can buy different kits based on that.
I think that's pretty remarkable. So.
It's a very cool tool for the industry. When you were talking through that, you know, as far as like downtime, I think of, you know, we always try to educate our customers and make sure that they have things plumbed correctly and that kind of thing. You know, you don't have quick disconnects, and so think of the downtime of, you know, I've got my airline plumbed straight to my tool. Now I have to go shut that off and then, you know, disconnect that. Take that back to the crib, go get another tool, come back out, plumb it back up, turn the air back on, and now you're back up and working.
And if you crack an anvil, you're down a tool, and just so happens maybe your maintenance or tool crib only has a couple left and or none left, and you got to order more. So now you just order this one tool platform and whatever anvil extensions you need.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Mercy. So, that's pretty cool.
Talk about game-changing technology. It's going to make a lot of people's lives a lot easier.
So for those of you watching or listening, stay focused on the Air Power videos section or in our social media. I think that this afternoon or after we shoot this video, we're probably going to take that tool into the lab and do some short videos with it.
Have some close-ups.
Close-up interaction with that tool. So we will keep you posted with that. All right, James, something else that we talked about yesterday in our meeting was the RTS technology.
So I've also got, you know, down here we got the new RTS, the Responsive Tightening System tool, brand new technology for Ingersoll Rand. So obviously leader in impacts in the industry, and make a great tool as far as impacts, but kind of blending the advanced assembly precision fastening side of things, they've come up with a programmable impact tool. So we get feedback here, we get failure feedback, pass feedback, and then we've got a light ring here to illuminate our part that we're working on. But for the tool, so we have 8 different presets that we can program to address each individual application. Currently, they have 4 models that they're looking at. So max 25 newton meter torque, 60, 140, and 225. So we have the ability to address a few different types of joints when we're trying to fasten those joints together. We have the ability to kind of address different materials and different substrate in the form of flush detection. So we have 7 different modes that we can do there. And where that comes into play, it's super technical. Thinking through those terms, but where it comes into play, imagine that you need to start hammering quicker or slower, meaning it turns on that hammer sooner or later, or we turn on that hammer and start ignoring some of that before we get to our torque that we desire. So that's where that comes into play. Like when we start talking about, you know, the capabilities of a tool like this, one of the first things that people say is, you know, how can we program it? So we have the ability, we can program it using a smartphone or a tablet. We can pair it to a controller. We can program from the back of the screen. So there's several ways we can do that. But once we start talking about, you know, I can program it using a controller and I can pair it to a controller wirelessly, and then we start getting into, you know, plant integration, line integration. We start actually talking about capturing data and those kinds of things. That's when I light
up. We've done videos.
That's my world.
We've done videos in the lab with those.
So with its cousin with the QX tool, we've done those videos. We have.
So does this fall into precision fastening? Like you're getting the exact torque that you need?
I would say this falls into more of an advanced assembly.
Okay.
Precision fastening would be with your transducerized tools, with the transducerized DC tools,
where it has there's a critical
where you've
safety.
Got a, you know. Plus or minus really narrow.
This might be something
these are,
where we don't want to crack
accurate.
Something, or we don't.
Yeah, well, so with this, we don't want to overstress a fastener. We don't want to get to that yield point. We don't want to just hammer it home with a standard impact tool and
not
really
necessary.
Know
your plus
how
or minus,
much we've applied.
Yeah, over here, your plus or minus 50 foot-pounds.
Right.
Maybe even 100, depending on how hard that operator, how much air he's got coming in. That's kind of the hybrid between your...
It is.
Precision fastening and just your basic impact.
So the algorithms used in this guy probably get you into that plus or minus 10 to 15% range. Yeah.
Cool.
And PF's less than 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Really accurate.
Yeah.
All right. You guys want to cover anything else on either one of these? I know we're doing videos on them later, so.
Yeah. I think I kind of hit on the high points at least. And what I would say is, stay tuned for more information about this tool. You know, there's constantly developments coming. There's more torque ranges that we've kind of kicked around with the guys at Ingersoll Rand that they're looking at. But right now, so basically 8 to 225 newton meters across 4 models is where we're at.
And again, that was Responsive Tightening Systems.
Correct.
RTS. So, and then over here, the 2236.
DXS, Drive Exchange System. And this technology started here with the half inch, but this will be coming to other size pneumatics as well.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And possibly some other cooler stuff in the future that we will have more podcasts to talk about as well. So.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Something that I know will come up in the future, we talked about the strongest pistol grip impact.
Yeah, that's actually, so this tool is released now. That one's coming up in March, coming soon. We've also got our 8000 series cordless, which is the strongest pistol grip, yes sir, 2000 foot-pounds in a pistol grip cordless platform, true three-quarter and 1-inch anvils. It bridges the gap between our prior strongest, which was the 7000 series, and the 9000, which is the big dual handle Terminator tool, going back to Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie, where he had the dual handle.
So we had written down three series. They're all within the 8000, but there's the 8000, the 8171, and the 8191. What's the difference?
8171, 7's the 3/4, 8191 is the 1-inch. So 8000's over just the overall series, but the 8171 and W8191. Are soon to be released and will fill a gap between the strongest 3/4 now and then that 1-inch, the big guy. So, and it's got, like I said, 2,000 foot-pounds, and I think it's lighter than any other potential competitor out there. So it fills a good void. If you can't, you know, what we say, if you don't have access to air and you can't get it off with that 9,000 series, bring a torch. So.
Yeah.
it's a big tool. So I know y'all did one previously. Did y'all have a video previously?
Yes.
On that one, yeah.
Oh, we had that monster in here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we had some guys take it out in the field and play around with it too, and had a fun day. I think there was some,
like going to tractors.
Yeah, I think there was a few
old rusty tractors.
A few people from Ingersoll Rand that showed up.
Yeah.
And went out and had
fun show off tool. So
yes. All right. Anything else we want to talk about, cover? Anything coming up that you want to bring up really quick? Or I think
from my side, that pretty much covers it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Good. Chris, thank you so much for joining us,
sir.
Man.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing the
we're going to get it out in the market.
These
yes,
videos
sir.
Here in a little while. James, always a pleasure.
Travis, thank you,
thanks
sir.
For joining us in here.
Absolutely.
And we'll see if we can't come up with some other topics to
throw
down in here later. All right, so 1-800-334-1001 is a phone number you need to call if you have any questions. Airpower-USA.com is where everything is on the internet. And before we close out, the last thing I'm going to say is manufacture it a great day.
Thank you for joining the Air Power Airwaves podcast. Air Power Airwaves is a production of Air Power, Inc. and Air Power Live Studios and is hosted by Travis Steyerwald. For more information, please visit airpowerairwaves.com. For more information on all of our products, brands, and manufacturing solutions, please visit airpower-usa.com. If you have any questions or need product support, please contact Air Power at 1-800-334-1001.